this reading in the book of Matthew, in chapter 24, is a traditional one on the first, one of the traditional ones on the first Sunday of Advent. And I've been asked before, why is it on a time when we're looking forward to the birth of Christ, celebrating the birth of Christ, when we're looking forward to the joy of Jesus Christ, do we always begin Advent starting off with a grave warning, with a dire message? It's only a dire message if you don't believe. It's only a grave warning to those who have not taken heed, to those who are not prepared. This time of Advent, when we look forward to not only the celebrating the birth of Christ, but when we look forward to celebrating the difference that Christ has made in the world, the difference that Christ makes in our lives, when we look forward to that, this is the time that the Scripture tells us that we need to prepare our hearts. We need to prepare our lives. But this is not a time, Advent is not a time to sit back and wait. We're not here waiting for the arrival of Christ. We are anticipating the arrival of Christ. We're preparing for the arrival of Christ. We're celebrating the arrival of Christ. This is a time, not a time of waiting. This is a time of action. Paul said that that the hour is nearer every day. Every hour that passes, we are nearer. Now, some will say, well, you know, okay, this message has been preached for 2,000 years. So how can you say that there is urgency? How can you say that we must prepare today? Someone who did that 1,500 years ago died still waiting. This is the way that God intended it to be. This is God's plan. God has planned it, has planned this from since before the beginning of the earth. And you are part of that plan. You are part of that plan every bit as much if you do not have not given your life to Jesus Christ as you are if you have. That is the shocking news. You're still part of the plan. God uses everything for good. God uses unbelievers for good. Unbelief of not believing in God is not a good thing, but God uses it for good. This is a plan of action. God is always in action. God intends for His people to be in action. This is a time to contemplate our lives and to prepare our hearts to spend time in God's Word. But this is also a time to think about that person in your life who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ. To think about that person that you would like to share that with. To share what a difference Christ makes in your life. This is about the time that we need to even to go to the person that we don't want to share that with. This is the time that God has placed in our lives to share the gospel with those who have not received Him. I have at least one child who is not a believer. I have relatives and a sister who is not a believer. And I understand that this is all part of God's plan. And I understand that no matter how frustrating it may be to me, I need to continue to share the good news with them. I need to continue to invite them into the community of believers. I need to continue to tell them what a difference God has made in my life. Because God will draw them in God's time, not my time. God has ordained the time that they will hear. But it's my job to speak. This is not a time, Advent is not a time to be idle. Advent is a time to be working. Just as much as when the blind man received his sight, he could no longer beg, he can see. He has met Jesus Christ and he has to now go to work to eat. He's no longer a beggar because Jesus Christ came into his life. When Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are no longer a beggar. You have work to do. And that work is sharing the good news with one another, serving one another, demonstrating the difference that it has. You know, we are told in Scripture that without works, faith is dead. And what that means is, it's written kind of backwards in Hebrew. What it means is that faith cannot survive without living for Christ. We can never be saved by works that we do. We can never do anything to earn our salvation. But if we truly love the Lord, we must serve one another. Paul said that in the scripture in Romans that I read that we do this by loving one another. We love one another as ourselves. How do we love ourselves? You've heard this many times. We love ourselves by providing food and shelter and clothing and compassion when we need it. That's how we love one another. Advent is a time, is not a time of waiting, not a time of looking forward. Advent is a time of action. When you know that someone's coming to your house, do you just sit back and sit in the chair and think about how nice it's going to be when they get there? Well, not around my house, at least. I got to tell you, Debbie whips us up and we are cleaning every nook and cranny. We're making sure the refrigerator is clean, the archives in there are all gotten rid of. And that we are prepared when we have a guest coming. The bed has fresh sheets on it, and everything in the bathroom has fresh towels in it, and soap. We prepare for that coming. Preparation is not a time of sitting back and waiting and dreaming. It's a time of action. What is your plan of action? Forget it. You don't have a plan. God has a plan for you. What is God's plan for you? To know it, you have to spend time in His Word. To know it, you have to spend time seeking the Holy Spirit to guide you. You have to submit yourself. You have to abandon yourself to the Holy Spirit. You have to give up what it is that you want. Sacrifice is not sacrifice if you're giving of your excess. It's only if you're giving that you would rather keep for yourself. And that includes your time. Is there somebody you need to go and sit and listen to? Let me tell you, listening is a powerful, powerful ministry. And sometimes people need to be listened to. Sometimes they need to hear the words that God has given you for them to hear. But whatever it is, whatever God's plan is for your ministry, it is a time of action. It is a time that we are called to act. As we prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have work to do. We have things that need to be done. And we don't know when that day will come, when Jesus will show up in the clouds and the believers will be, first the dead will be taken up and then the believers will be taken up with Him. And at that point, it's too late. You can't go and share that word with that neighbor. With that brother or sister, with that child. There is no time left to do that when that time comes. When that time comes, it's wholly the Lord's plan, and anyone tells you they know it goes absolutely against Scripture, because Jesus said that no one knows the plan. That means no one can guess the plan, no one can figure out the plan, no one can understand the code and the scriptures to see what the plan is. No one knows the plan. And so we must be prepared. The only time we know is the moment we have. The time to serve one another is now. The time to reach out to one another is now. The time to listen to one another is now. The time to do the work that God has set before you, that He has put upon your heart, is now. Jesus gave us everything He could give us. He gave Himself. He took my sin and your sin upon Him. He took the blame for the things that I did and that you did. And He died with that blame and that guilt. Because that's what taking on our sins means. It doesn't mean just being killed on the cross. It means standing before His Father with His Father's back turned away from Him because He couldn't look on the sin. And He took that to the cross with Him. And now God is asking us to sit down and listen to somebody, to visit somebody, to invite somebody, to share with somebody. And that's too much trouble. We need to do that. I have put it off. You have put it off. The time is now. Amen.